Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the seventh week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut, and the title of her preaching today is, They Are Yours Now.
The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him glory and authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them, and truly understand that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I pray for them, the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. How many of us can say the same thing about those we minister to? At the end of a busy day at the hospital as a chaplain, I take some time to name or at least picture the patients or their families that I interacted with during the day. Sometimes it's comforting a mother whose son has just died. At other times, it's holding the hand of a person with dementia and saying the Lord's Prayer together. It might be allowing a family member to talk through their decision to put their father or mother on comfort measures only. But mostly it's connecting with patients who have been waiting too long in the emergency department to make sure they're comfortable or to let them share their concerns, anxieties, or fears. Sometimes we laugh, and other times we cry. But at the end of the day or early the next morning, I pray for them. And then, like Jesus, I give them over to God. He said, you've given them to me for the day. Thank you for that. Now I give them back to you. Being in an emergency department feels like a sacred place to me. Being present to patients and family is a sacred time. Each moment is a gift, not always a welcoming one or an easy one, but still a gift from God. Each one of us is given a similar gift each day. Maybe it's your neighbor who needs to vent, or a coworker who needs a hand with a project, or maybe the worker in the dining room or cafeteria who needs to be told, thank you. Sometimes it's a family member who's struggling with church, or a member of the LGBTQ community who needs to feel accepted. Maybe it's an immigrant who needs to be welcomed and fed. There are so many who belong to God, but are rejected because they're different. Yet, they also have been given to us for a day, or maybe it's just a few minutes, so that we can glorify God. Tonight, before you go to bed, think back over your day. Who did God give you? What sacred space or time did you experience? Thank God, and then give it back.